today's gospel, we especially learn at the beginning all that at the end all that Christ came to do, that he came to touch and heal and primarily to teach. But in today's gospel, something very significant happens. For after our Lord goes up to the mountain to pray, and we must allude back to that mountain in which the law was received by Moses, he comes down and appoints leaders over his church. And so it was to these 12 that the law of Moses would be entrusted. And when the Lord works those works of teaching and those miracles, when he comes down, he expects us to make the conclusion that it is these selfsame gifts that would be entrusted primarily to the apostles and their successors. And so he teaches us also of our grave obligations as members of the mystical body to pray for the leaders of our church, beginning with the Pope and all those bishops united with him as successors of the apostles. And so we have a strict obligation in our lives to pray for them, for often we hear within the mystical body of Christ much complaint being offered as to what certain bishops may or may not be doing. But it would be much more better if we spent time in prayer, especially that time chosen by the Lord in which in nature itself seems to quiet down, so that we can enter more earnestly into true prayer, that is, the lifting of our minds and our hearts to God. We must pray at always, but there are certain times during the day in which it is more conductive to that deep prayer that we must all get in the habit of offering for the Pope and the Apostle and the bishops as successors to the apostles, so that they may truly guide this church through the turbulent waters of our times. And indeed, we see that very clearly within our own nation, when it is to the bishops that we must turn for the leadership that will guide us through the morass of our modern society, that morass that includes the murder of infants, contraception, and all kinds of manner in which society is organized, in which the primary basis of the economic system is often usury, which is so destructive to the good of the family. And so let us learn from the Lord, especially that we may always pray for the Pope, for the Pope and for the bishops of Holy Mother Church, so that they may go forth doing those works of Christ, for they are primarily entrusted with them, and it is entrusted to us to cooperate always with them, always striving through our prayers to think with the church and to act with the church, so that we may truly help build up society on those principles that our Lord entrusted to the apostles, for they are the primary teachers within the mystical body of Christ, and so they must be primary in the prayers of all members of the mystical body, for they will go forth and cure all the world, most especially by the teachings, insofar as that teaching is united with the Pope. And so let us strive always that the Lord of the harvest will send us those good and strong, zealous leaders that most of the apostles, save Judas, were at the beginning of the church, that these strong and zealous leaders may continue to guide the church in all times and in all places, so that we may all be found always doing the will of God, or at least it may be very obvious where the true church may be found. For if the leaders of Holy Mother Church are zealous for the teachings of Holy Mother Church, then at least there is not that excuse by which one can say he couldn't really find the church. Let us at least pray that that comes about, so that all souls may find her who is called to be a beacon shining on a mountain, a beacon because she has been entrusted with the law, and she alone has been entrusted and commissioned by the Lord to explain the law, so that all may come to understand it, and ultimately so that all of us may come to know, love, and serve the Lord in this life, in order that we may be happy with him for all eternity in the life to come.